June 10th, Margarita of Evan City, from your extended family, your whole family, Matthew of Moon, from Keith, Jason of Toledo, from Sally, and happy anniversary to Janet and Ed. On June 11th, we have Nora of Evan City, from your mom and dad, John of Scott Township, from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne, and we've got Gemma. Happy birthday to Gemma, who is 3 years old on June 11th. Mimi and Papa in Grove City wrote to us. They love you. They wanted to be sure you knew that your birthday is being celebrated on the Saturday Light Brigade. On June 12th, we have Christopher from Donna and Ralph in Old Crabtree. Anna of Callery, Pennsylvania, from your family. Addie of East Deer, from husband John, the kids, the grandkids, and us. On June 13th, Tyler of McKeesport, from your family. Michaela, from mom and dad, Shelley and Tony, and from us, Maya of Squirrel Hill. And finally, on June 13th, happy birthday to Joe Kennedy.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address. We'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at SLBRadio.org.
Sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam powered airplane. 747, just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam.
What a great version of that song. Allison Brown, Kathy Mattea, Sierra Hall, Missy Raines, Megan Lovell, all together on John Hartford's steam-powered aeroplane. And that's from an album called Julia Bell, the John Hartford Fiddle Project, Volume 2.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time to play Guess Who. Guess Who is easy. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. This person could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or not living. Maybe it's somebody from literature, history, politics, entertainment. No matter who it is, we think it's a name that you'll likely have heard of before. This week's Guess Who initials are G.W. G.W. That's G as in Greenfield and W as in Wexford. G.W. Those are not hints, just a way to make sure you heard the letters correctly. You can guess as many times as you would like, and you can guess starting now by voice 412-200-5975. Text will work at that number as well. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live. Good luck. A Again, our Guess Who initials this morning are GW. GW. Guesses are starting to come in. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping that we'll hear from you as we play Guess Who. And I'll give you some of the answers that are coming in just a moment. That'll help you narrow it down just a bit. A group called the Wilson Banjo Company at the Saturday Light Brigade. The correct answer to our Guess Who is not Guess Who, even though those are the initials, GW, and we have a lot of guesses coming in. And I'd better start acknowledging them. John and Economy as George Wallace. The Vegas comedian, and George Wallace, the one-time presidential candidate. Neither of those is it. Jim in Blackridge has Gary Wahlberg. Here comes Jordan in Pittsburgh with the first name I don't recognize. Hang on, I'm going to look it up. It's Gail Weathers, a fictional character of the Scream film series. That's a great guess, not Gail Weathers. Gene Wilder, guessed by Larry. of Elwood City, and Van guessed Gillian Welch. Neither of those is correct, but those are both great guesses. John in Economy Borough, his guess is rest in peace, George Wendt, the actor that played Norm on Cheers, who passed away recently. Not George Wendt. Patrick of South Park has George Washington, not him. Jim in Blackridge also thought of George Wendt. Lucille is in Slippery Rock. Lucille had a guess of Gumball Watterson, not Gumball Watterson. A great guess. Caden in Eastern Pennsylvania has a guess of George Washington. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer. GW, the initials, by the way. And Christine in Chartiers, Houston. I'm so happy you're listening, Christine, and that you're interacting with us today. She has a guess of George Washington as well. Here comes James in Freiburg. James, your very first guest is correct. Then he's got Gina Wilder, Guy Williams, George Wendt, Gillian Welch, I believe, and Gideon Wells. Actually, I'm going to double check. No, I think Gillian Wells. A British author was the guest. I thought it might have been Gillian Welch. Autocorrect makes it tough sometimes. Here is Nick in New York City, along with Susan, listening together. They've got the correct answer, as well as George Wendt, Greta Waltz, Guy Williams, Gene Wilder, Gloria Woods, George Weasley, Ginny Weasley, Grant Wood, George Wallace, the comedian, George Will, George Washington, and guess who? Mike and Mars has George Washington. Tom and McCandless has the correct answer, plus George Watts, Gideon Wells, Grant Wood, Gene Wilder, Guy Williams, George Will, Gary Wills, Gertrude Whitney, George Wilson of The Great Gatsby, George Wilson, the neighbor on Dennis the Menace, Gretchen Whitmer, very good, and the late George Wendt. We're going to leave it open for a little bit longer, 412-200-5975. Here's Patrick from South Park, also with George Wendt. Bruce had a guess of George Wendt and Gillian Welch. Jim in Crafton Heights has Grover Washington, great guess, and Gary Wright, Gary Wright had a big hit, Don't Tell Me. I think it's Dreamweaver. Am I right? Yes, I just checked it. I know my product when my product is Songs of the 70s. That was a hit for him in 1975. Galen Stanton Heights has George Washington, Gene Wilder, George Wendt, Gemma Ward, Gawk Juan, and the correct answer. And here's a guess of Guy Williams and the correct answer. And I don't know who this is. You have a 917 area code. Please shoot us a quick email back. We can acknowledge you by name and neighborhood if you care to. But I'm happy that you've got the right answer today. Thank you for interacting with us. Mick in St. Clair, also with a guess of Gary Wright. Annie says she believes that there are two made-up names from Caden this week. Gina Watts and Gemstone Washington. Gemstone Washington is the person to go to whenever you have questions about gemstones of any type. Gemstone Washington has an encyclopedic knowledge of all precious stones, from diamonds to onyx to amber. He knows everything. And Gina Watts, well, she's who you go to when you're looking to increase your power base. Ask for her by name, Gina Watts. I believe we're caught up. We are 412-200-5975. Nick in West Mifflin, you're the second Nick to get the correct answer today. Nick and Susan had it, and now you've got it as well. Patrick in Stanton Heights has George Went, George Washington, Gene Wilder, Gemma Ward. The correct answer, Grace Whitney, Guy Williams, Grover Washington, George Winston, Gary Williams, and Guillaume Warmus. Well, John in Economy has somebody I've got to look up. Gahan Wilson, or Gahan Wilson, a cartoonist and illustrator. Whose work has been featured in The New Yorker, National Lampoon, and Playboy, often macabre drawings, according to the article I just found out, or I found about him. New to me, thank you for sharing. Linda, of the dynamic duo of Linda and Fred, has the correct answer. Susie, good morning. And Jim in Crafton Heights adds George Winston and George Will. We'll give you a few more moments to work on it at 412-200-5975. GW are the Guess Who initials. Ha ha ha! Well, the calls and the texts are continuing to come in. Mick just guessed George Weintraub, a painter. Alan has a guess of Gary Wills, author and journalist. We're about to let you know. George Wilson guessed by Mick of St. Clair. And we are about to tell you who we were looking for. The answer, George Westinghouse. George Westinghouse, known to most Pittsburghers, but also known the world over for the air brake and the other inventions. Correct answers from Tom in McCandless, as well as Nick and Susan in New York City, Jim in Blackridge, Gail of Stanton Heights, Linda and Fred in Collier, Patrick of Stanton Heights, Nick in West Mifflin, all coming up with the answer of George Westinghouse. If I missed acknowledging your correct answer, my apologies. What a busy morning. We're often not able, generally cannot return all of the messages that come in as we play Guess Who, but thank you. We've done our best to acknowledge each and every one of them. Grandpa Wilson, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. And Matt by way of, or actually it's Matt by way of himself, listening with Annie and Caden, says George Weinbrenner. If you go to our Facebook page at SLB Radio, you'll find that throughout the weekend, people are going to continue playing Guess Who all weekend long. I'm checking now to see who's playing it now. I see there's a number of people. Rich had a guess of Gabrielle Walker. Ralph had a guess of George Will. Ralph Jenkins did, and then another Ralph, George Wilson from Dennis the Menace. And the first Ralph had Guy Williams and Gretchen Whitmer. And the second Ralph, it's a battle of Ralphs, had Gretchen Whitmer as well. Gina playing along with George Winston, great guess. And Dawn of Bethel Park has George Wentz. Ralph also had George Westinghouse. And Ralph J. has George Went, Gene Wilder, and George Westinghouse. Or George Washington. George Westinghouse is who we were looking for. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and streaming at slbradio.org. Nice, isn't it? That is Chessie Sarin and the Groundbreakers. We've got a little bit of a project for you over the next 20 minutes or so. You might need, I think you will, need pencil and paper, or you can use your phone if you're able to. Do you know what a pangram is? Have you heard that expression before, what a pangram is? Well, we're going to let you know what one is and give you a chance to make one. We'll give you the recipe and we'll have some fun together.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Do you know what a pangram is? It's a sentence that contains all the letters of the alphabet. Some might be repeated, but it contains every letter of the alphabet. Some are more efficient than others. One that a lot of people know is the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox actually jumps over the lazy river is how I know it. It's listed here as lazy dog, but I think you need lazy dog, I guess, does work. Or the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy river. That works too. There are a lot of pangrams. Some perhaps you've heard, but our challenge to you is to make up one of your own. Here's another one. This one is just 32 letters, every letter in the alphabet plus a few extras. Pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs. They're all there. NASA is said to have used the lazy yellow dog was caught by the slow red fox as he lay sleeping in the sun. Since it was NASA, I hope not literally, although it's pointed out that that isn't actually a pangram. It does not have a J, K, M, Q, or V in it. Come on, NASA. Our challenge to you is, can you come up with a pangram of your own? A sensible sentence that uses every letter of the alphabet, like 5 or 6 big jet planes zoomed quickly by the tower. Or 6 big devils from Japan quickly forgot how to waltz. I thank Rick in Highland Park for sending an email that inspired our doing that this morning. So if you can come up with one, please call us so you can recite it or text us with it at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you comfortable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. I'd bring my portable, we'd dance the night away to all those old,
all the ones about
records, those old all the phonograph ones records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago
on the old wind-up controller.
Although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so.
I love you so.
Is a song especially for members of the Butler Outdoor Club who are on their way to the Pike to Bike event, which is taking place in Breezewood today. And the idea is that cyclists will be on a trail that includes part of the abandoned Pennsylvania Turnpike. And there are two tunnels, too, one in Sidling Hill and Rays Hill, that are part of that trail. And that was Francis England. And the High Water Jug Band did get out those old records. We welcome you to share a pangram with us. I've got a few more that I can share with you. A pangram is a sentence that uses every letter of the alphabet at least one time. They're often good for learning how to type, or at least learning your keyboard. And if you have any that you would like to share, or maybe you can write one. I wrote a few. It wasn't, it was a little bit of a challenge. It's definitely not the kind of thing you're going to do instantly. When zombies arrive, quickly fax Judge Pat. That's a pretty efficient one. We talked about the quick brown fox jumps over a lazy dog. I like it when they especially make sense. Amazingly few discotheques provide jukeboxes. puzzled woman. Oh, check that. Puzzled women bequeath jerks very exotic gifts. This one is dated, but it works. This is from a website that lists a few pangrams. Watch Jeopardy, Alex Trebek's fun TV quiz game. If you have one that you've written or composed this morning, I hope you'll share it with us at 412-200-5975. The brown fox terrier brazenly jumps quickly over the bulldog. I'm going to look. I know that Rick in Highland Park originally sent some of these to us, and I need to find some of those in the email he sent. This is definitely the kind of thing you're going to sit at the kitchen table or wherever you are and work on with pencil and paper, a different kind of puzzle, or just enjoy the ones that have been created by others. And we'll share a few more of those with you in just a moment. And Midnight Run here at the Saturday Light Brigade. 60 zippers were quickly picked from the woven jute bag. These can be hard to actually compose in real time. Or maybe not, depending on your ability. But some folks have these memorized almost like mnemonics, too. So if there are any you have in your head already. Like heavy boxes perform quick waltzes and jigs. Interesting that they are animated. Each of these pangrams has at least one appearance of every letter of the alphabet in them. And if you know of one or can compose one, share it with us at 412-200-5975. On June 24th, our Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors are going to be having a celebration here at our studios, and we'd like to invite you to join us. We'll be playing some of their work. You'll get a chance to meet them as well as their families, and it will be our pleasure to honor their work. It's a great way for you to come and see our facility as well. You can get more information by going to tinyurl.com/RLD Ambassadors 2025. tinyurl.com/RLD Ambassadors 2025. I hope you'll come by. It's free. We'll have refreshments, and it'll be a great chance for you to take a look at the Youth Media Center. How some of these end up being a stretch. Ebenezer unexpectedly bagged two tranquil aardvarks with his Jiffy vacuum cleaner. Got to get those V's in there, those Z's in there. Six javelins thrown by the quick savages whiz 40 paces beyond the mark. And some of them are quite efficient. Also on Rick's list of the ones he's collected, the public was amazed to view the quickness and dexterity of the juggler. All pangrams, if there are any you've collected or composed, I hope you'll share them with us at 412-200-5975. Came up with one. I'm not surprised. Alan knows language quite well. He writes, Paul Bunyan and his quirky big ox Babe just poured much water to quench the blazing fire. That's fantastic. Paul Bunyan and his quirky big ox Babe just poured very much water to quench the blazing fire. A gym in Crafton Heights has one. Six big devils from Japan quickly forgot how to waltz. This both deserves Saturday Light Brigade charges. That also goes to Rick in Highland Park. Ingredient you need to create a pangram was in the lyrics. QRSTUVWXYZ. And if you want to find a list of pangrams, I suggest simply Googling pangrams. You'll find quite a few there. And thanks again to Rick in Highland Park. I'm glad you were listening to hear us feature that idea that you sent to us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at